And we have restarted the recording at 11:36 a.m.
Okay, so we are on agenda item number 5, board business and reports. So this is board elections.
So we need to elect a president, a vice president, and a secretary. I would suggest that we do one at a time. Anybody who's interested could say they're interested in consent, or they could be nominated from any board member.
I'll consent to remain president, but if others would like to put their name forward, that would be wonderful.
I nominate Mark Cornwell to continue to be as president.
Second.
Who's second?
I did.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to re-elect Dr. Mark Cornwell as president of the board for the 2021 year. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Okay, you're on to vice president.
This is Dr. King. I would like to respectfully be considered for vice president for this year.
Second, Nushka Remick. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Who seconded?
I did.
Thank you, Mr. Clinton. It's been moved. Oh, is there any other nominations from the floor? It's been moved and seconded to elect Dr. Kelly King, PT, as vice president of the board for the 2021 board year. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
For the position of secretary,
I would like to respectfully request to continue to serve as secretary.
Second, Dr. King.
Is there any other nominations from the floor? The motion before you is to re-elect Dr. Karen Bustillo, PT, as secretary for the 2021 annual board period. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
And the motion passes. Congratulations, new board members and renewed board members. So next you have the delegate election and election. Both meetings are going to be virtual. Mr. Greer says that he can put his name into the hat. He's the current delegate. If nobody else is willing to come forward. We are taking nominations for a delegate first.
I would like to nominate Nushka Remick as a consideration for delegate.
Nushka, do you consent to that position?
I do.
Second.
I agree, perhaps would be better stated.
Thank you. I consent. How about
that? I consent. I do sounds a bit like nuptials.
Is there any other nominations from the floor? I will put Mr. Greer in because, well, he said so. So we will. His statement was if no one else wanted it, and we have somebody. So I believe we're in the clear here. Okay. So it's been moved and seconded to elect Nushka Remick as the delegate for the FSBT. And to attend the life and annual meetings. Dr. Cornwell?
Yeah.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
All right, alternate delegate.
I nominate Josh Greer as alternate.
Second.
Kelly, I'll have you as the second. It's been moved in second to have Josh Greer become the alternate delegate for 2021 for the FSBBT. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Ms. Flint?
Yes.
Let's see, where are we? Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
So it is. All right. So below you, you have the proposed board meeting dates 2021. What we need is a motion to approve those dates, unless there's changes.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the 2021 board meeting dates as identified on the agenda. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
There you go. All right, so I continue to show you our provisionals. We had one more switch over. So that's good. It's a slow and painful process for these provisionals. And then in December, we licensed 37 individuals, but there's a little caveat there. Ms. Cardoza was on vacation for 2 weeks of December, so she was still working super hard. Any questions about that?
Can you refresh my memory about what a universal recognition is?
So universal recognition is an individual who is coming into our state, generally from out of state. They need to, they have a completely different application in that they have to, they don't have a lot of the requirements that an endorsement application is. Some of the changes are they have to prove that they have residency, they still need the fingerprint clearance card, they still, but their requirements are significantly less. We do not need their transcripts. We do not need, we also do need state verification. So there's a lot of requirements that we don't need. The stickler to universal recognition has been that they have to have residency here, and that's why we don't see so many of them. Many people don't want to come establish residency before they move. So, but that's what universal recognition is.
Thank you.
And then the financials, I'll have it. Mr. Clinton, I'm sure you have a question about why the increase in employee expenses for December. And the rationale for that is the ADOA allows one time annually for employees to request that they get paid for annual leave. That has not been taken. Nobody took annual leave this year. Two members of staff took that offer up and got paid out some of their annual leave, and that's the money that you see there.
Okay. And can you explain on that same line that, you know, it looks like we were running roughly $17,000 a month in expenses, and the budget's like $15,000.
And the budget is for $15,000? Yes, that's the additional of Ms. Chepia. So the budget that was submitted in the beginning of the year didn't include the changes to Ms. Chepia's benefits. And so that's the difference in the monthly. So the budget was determined before she became an employee, and it hasn't been updated. We have some issues with ADOA right now, and that the person was doing all of our payments and financials has left, and they're still trying to scurry around and find out who is going to help us or be responsible for the board of school therapy. So there is there's a lot of influx in getting reports timely right now and being able to update items.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And that's all I have.
All right, so I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Good month.
Hey, Karen, I sent you two.